Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and the time has come for you and your friends to have some fun. MyBookie.net is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, basketball, college, and all your favorite sports events. You can take a side, total, or try their in-game live action. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account and use promo code CHAMPION to be entered into our amazing prize pool. That's MyBookie.net, promo code CHAMPION. Get in on the action today.
No deposit is necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
We love sports just like you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Team Podcast episode 048. My name is Nash, host of the Team Podcast. And with me, back from his sick leave, we got Wells of the Horseplay Podcast.
What's going on?
And on the ones and twos, we got the great DJ Smythe.
Not a DJ.
And we got Benny with us, back again.
Guess who's bizak?
We were trying to figure this out last podcast. When was the last time you were on, Benny? That time we did that the basketball order thing?
Yeah.
With Casey?
Casey. That was like, I don't know.
That was like in February.
No way.
No, it was sooner than that.
Was it March?
It was sooner than that.
He's been on since
February. Definitely season one.
Yeah, it was season one, but it was like mid-season. Like you were just you and Casey and me, because Wells, again, wasn't here. And
easy.
I feel the hate.
Nah, man, thanks for having me back, boys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. No doubt.
It's your third time, right? Third or fourth. I lost count.
Yeah,
you guys have had me so many times.
Yeah,
such a regular.
Yeah, I got a key, right? So I just swipe. Swipe it.
I'm surprised it's been over 6 months, to be honest.
It's Why crazy. Surprised?
I don't know. I
just we take like, 2 months off.
Yeah, no, but I just feel like Benny would be here more than that.
What?
Usually in the beginning we go DeFeo heavy because of baseball and football.
He's only been on it twice.
DeFeo?
Yeah.
No, DeFeo's been on like four
I got
times.
You beat DeFeo.
Twice.
No, this season, yes, twice.
Once?
No.
Twice.
Yeah.
One when me here, and then one when it was just you three.
Yeah.
When were you here?
No.
Oh, You guys got to put some like chalkboard or something, like right? Start counting, right?
How many days?
So what, DeFeo's in lead, then Casey?
If you count zero series, yes, Casey's.
Then. Yeah, I'm counting all series.
Okay,
zero
then
series.
Yes, Casey, then.
Casey be the top, for
then
sure.
Benny.
Then Benny, then DeFeo.
How many has Aaron's been on?
Zero series? Three. Alex, yeah.
Huh. Maybe we'll take a count. And then Ashley and Sarah, maybe one apiece. One we lost.
Yeah.
One we lost, which I'm going to try and get that one back. I'm going to recreate that one.
Ooh.
The one that we lost. So.
With new people, clearly.
With new people, obviously.
Ooh.
So. You remember the one year I was on? It was you, Mark, and...
Yeah, I was there, man.
Yep. And yeah, I'm going to try and recreate that one. So anyway, what's going on, guys?
Yo, I just want to apologize for not being here last week.
It's fine.
I thought it was a great episode until you guys started talking about UFC.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Me mispronouncing four fighters' names.
You guys should just cut that part out. But I know Smite doesn't like to go back through the footage and edit it, but...
We really went for it.
No, I've been like really busy with work and stuff, so...
I thought you were sick.
I was sick. Like the grind. I'm just saying.
Weren't you sick? Oh, jeez.
We are so busy at work that even though we were so busy, I was so bad that they sent me home. And I was like, okay, let me see if I can rest up to make it. And I was like, nah, I'm just lie here and recuperate. And it's done. If I feel like if I stayed at work that day and if I came here and recorded, I'd still be sick. But. It's so my first recommend will be rest when you're sick, all right?
Wow. Listen, 101. Get rest.
Get rest. But that's okay. You were missed, but we
it was
trudged
good.
On.
It was a good episode, man.
We did a good job.
We trudged on.
We held it down.
Anything going on this week, guys?
Christmas party tomorrow.
For your work,
yeah? Yeah, it's that time where Christmas parties happen. Rule number one, guys. Do not drink too much. Your boss's boss is there. I need everyone to understand that.
You say this every year.
I know, because it's so important, and every year someone messes it up and loses their job.
Oh, not lose their job, but pretty embarrassing.
Have you ever seen someone lose their job because they drank too much?
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Wow. It's not at the time. It's like as the next year happens, like they just fall out of favor.
Or they like ruin it for like future Christmas parties.
Yeah. I've seen that.
I've seen a guy at a Christmas party. This is going like 10 years ago, back when I worked at Loose Moose. Some guy was so drunk, he jumped onto the bar and started pissing on people.
I remember the story. You told me. I remember that.
There was another story back in the day when we were at the restaurant we worked at.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad.
Say the restaurant, please.
No, I'm not going to say the restaurant.
I need the whole story.
No. Just let's just say essentially somebody dookied in their pants.
Yeah. Which is probably a regular thing at the Christmas party.
No, it's not.
No. People just...
apparently it is Christmas parties.
Lose your bowels and everything.
Apparently at Smite's Christmas party, people are just pooping their pants all the time, all over the place.
No, same here, man, with myself. We had a Christmas party last week.
You had one last week?
Yeah, last week was great, man. It was good times with everybody. Right. So,
I find now, is it just me or I find workplaces are doing them earlier and earlier?
They're trying.
Yo, it used to be, what I remember, it used to be a lot closer to Christmas when they did these parties.
People take a lot of vacation.
And now I saw a Christmas party happening in like late November.
Yeah,
man. It's vacations and trying to book everything in time because things get booked pretty early. Yeah. That's just the norm now.
Work-life balance is a new thing.
You have to, right? Yeah. Because the problem, the later you do it, the more people bail out.
Yep, exactly.
Now, are you bringing a plus one to your Christmas
Absolutely
party?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Are you allowed to bring a plus one?
No, there's not. So the Christmas party, usually not. In the summer, we have something where you bring your significant others and whatever. Christmas party is usually just a work function. That's because they're paying for it. Some companies don't like to pay money for significant others.
I would say most companies. But anyway, go
on. Where's your party?
Dave and Buster's.
All right.
That's fun.
Which one?
Oakville. It's all of Ontario, so they try to get like a neutral location.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Because I'm like, why am I driving? But whatever. It's a good time. It should be fun.
Yeah, living.
They don't pay for cabs or anything.
No.
What?
They should do that. Especially if you guys are drinking.
Well, because if you're drinking,
hey, that's not my responsibility. You'd be responsible.
It is. You have to. Like, it's
heavily if you have to.
I mean, they might. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sure.
You're liable.
So, like, from my experiences, usually. You'll pay for your cab home or whatever, and then you keep a receipt, and you give it back.
Yeah, get an expense. So like, I'm an expense driving there, because I don't have
what.
Yeah.
Why are you driving?
Because I'm not gonna go there and get like crashed. Like,
you know you can Uber, right? There's a thing called Uber now.
I know, but like I can expense the drive.
You can expense the Uber.
You're just going to Oakville, not like Tuktoyaktuk.
You gotta catch like two planes.
If you're gonna expense the drive,
why don't you just expense a cab or an Uber?
Yeah. Because I don't want to go there and drink that much.
Why?
Because I'm responsible.
You
We just talked
about it. Started it off. The first thing you said on this podcast was, we got Christmas party tomorrow and I'm going to drive there.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going there to like get super drunk and whatever. It's a work function. That's the one thing I'm always warning people about. It's like, it's a thing you're doing at work. So you shouldn't be intoxicated. Like, you can have a couple drinks, don't get me wrong, but you shouldn't be drinking to the point where you can't drive home, right? Because that's over the limit for a work function. Your boss is there.
Drinking and driving alone, you shouldn't do it anyway. So.
Good call, Benny.
I just don't feel like getting drunk around my coworkers.
Right?
Or maybe that's the age of I'm at. I have friends I can get drunk around.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's the age I'm at. I don't know.
Also depends on your workplace, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Your workplace is more fun than the rest of our workplaces put together, obviously.
Right? I won't be having my work party until January.
Yes. In that industry, they go after.
Yeah. Yep. I'm coming to your work party.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm showing up.
Why would I...
Because it's going
to
be awesome.
Apparently, Spice is inviting himself over to your workplace on that. Any going on with you, Benny?
No, man. Just sort of winding down to the year. Work is still gearing up for last week, next week. And then, almost finished all my Christmas shopping.
Ooh.
Still getting something for a couple more things for the wifey and some more stuff for the baby. And yeah, man. So.
Are you guys big Christmas gift getters between yourself and your partner or your wife or whatever?
You
guys like
wife, partner, not that matters, like, but wife or whatever.
Your friend,
your shout out to
your buddy you live with there.
Your boy.
Whoa! No. Did you say her name?
Nope.
Jesus, man, why'd you put out a social security number too?
Nope, I did not say a name.
We don't have social security numbers in Canada. Yeah, SIN number we got.
SIN number we got. No, I no, we got some stuff for each other. We're just like mostly it's for the kids, right? So when we should do this.
Yeah, that's because we talked about that last week on the pod. Mostly Christmases, like the age that we're at is mostly for the kids.
Like, honestly,
if you want something, go buy it.
Go buy it, yeah. As a grown ass adult, like,
yeah, you just get what you feel.
Could
like.
You get me a, I don't know. It's always the hardest thing to say. I don't need anything. Yeah. So I say stuff like, oh, let's get like a couple's massage or something crazy like that. You know what I mean? So both of us get to enjoy, go watch a show. Like, that's.
You ever got a couple of massage?
It's for the kids. Yeah.
You got one before?
Yeah, multiple times.
I find it weird.
Why?
I don't know. Just another person rubbing down, you know. You're sitting there, laying there, and then, you know, someone else is rubbing you down. And
what kind of massage place do you go to that you feel awkward about?
I don't know. I just feel weird about it. I felt weird about it. I was just sitting there, like, and they're rubbing us down. I'm like, I feel weird about it.
I would feel weird too.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
I'm probably going to do it though.
What's the difference? Anyways, your head's like down and you're not even looking at anything.
But you're in the same room though.
Who cares?
Yeah, I just feel weird about it. That's just me. That's just me.
I'm an ass.
I feel weird about it.
I'm an ass.
I just feel weird about it.
I'm an ass.
I don't care.
And then someone's over there rubbing down your partner, your wife.
Yeah, that's what a spa is.
I get it.
That's what a massage is.
That's what you signed up for.
But you're in the same room. That's
so what? Wait,
who cares?
So if they put a wall in between, it'd be all right?
It's like a wall. It's like
you'd have a much better time.
I would go at different times. That's what I'm saying. You go today, I'll go tomorrow.
So Nash is like, level of limits is like drywall, some 2x4s, maybe some insulation, then it's all good, right?
Is that a window? I need you to shut that, please. I don't want to know.
Put some bricks in between us.
I felt weird about it, that's all.
Yeah, so. Anyways,
then you hear a moan, you're like, wait.
Sleep. Shh. Oh, excuse me, pardon me.
Sorry. Oh my God.
My left hand was heavy.
A bird came in here, wow.
Let Benny into the Parkdale office and he just tears everything apart, eh?
I know.
Sorry, folks. What was that?
Dropped his other phone.
Exactly. Who
cares? His other phone.
Phone.
Benny's one of those guys that got two phones.
Two.
Say yes.
You're one too.
Where's my phone?
All you guys have two phones.
That is true.
That's true.
I got a quarter of a phone.
No, but the thing is, I don't mind because, like, you know, it's good to have, like, I don't know, not that this is your private life and your work life. It's just, you know, if you change numbers, you do all these things. Like, I had the same cell phone number for eons. So I didn't want to, like, change. I know you could put two things in one chip. I'm like, forget it, man.
I just feel cool with two phones. I don't know how else to say it to you guys. Like, I like it.
But everyone has two phones nowadays.
Yeah, I know. And I just think it's cool.
I feel cool with two phones.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, well, they're not important enough. Yeah. But I personally, I don't care about my second phone. Yeah, I used to, but I'm not like, I don't want them to reach me.
He doesn't even like the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You always connect. As soon as you get that phone, you're always connected.
Not me.
But that's what you signed up for.
Yep.
No, I leave it at home. Like, I don't care if they give reach me. I've had my bosses email me. He's like, how come you didn't pick up your phone? I'm like, because it was at home and I'm not working today. I'm just gonna wait for that.
Oh, it's Thursday.
So yeah, that's just me. I don't want them to be. I'm not working and I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah, that's not an option for me.
Is it or they just because I feel in today's corporate world they have convinced their workers that you need to work 24/7.
No, if it's Sunday at 9 o'clock and someone important needs me for something, then message me. I just respond.
I know, but you're off work. You're not working.
I know. That's the thing. I totally get it.
And that's what I think corporate world has now convinced everyone to do.
Yeah.
Now you don't take lunches. You work through it. No, some people do.
Well, here's the thing.
You go home and you work still, even though you're not getting paid.
No, but between 2 and 3, I take guitar lessons. For instance, today I took guitar lessons. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be working. I took guitar. And if they ever ask me about it, I'll be like, because from 6 to 7, I was working. I can, you know, I have that flexibility to do what I want.
You do what you want.
Okay. Right. Now, if I don't respond to them, like, they will say, hey, if I email you at 9, like, don't respond to it. Take care of it tomorrow. I'm the kind of person, like, I might as well get out of the way today because tomorrow I'm going to do other stuff, right?
Yeah, but still, generally, like, work shouldn't be sending you emails past 5. I can understand if, like, depending on the kind of industry, yeah, if you have accounts or customers or whatever, that's when you reply. That's the only time
you have internal,
you never see it. You hardly see internal emails going on weekends or at night, unless it's like, you know, somebody that you're tight with and you just send like, it's not a work email, it's more just a conversation, which is.
You're going to say something
else? I just say, what if you're like, you know, working with a partner out west, like, and it's only like, you know.
Usually the out west people, they're up super early. That's what I've heard. I'm talking about, though,
like, what, you think their day's done at 2 p.m.?
They're done earlier. Because they have to match their time with the East Coast most of the time. Everyone knows the East Coast time is, quote unquote, more important. So the West Coast people are up earlier because they're trying to match the time with the East Coast. Yeah.
But if that 4 o'clock, a little bit
earlier. So that would kind of cuck Smice
theory
of timeshare, like time shift games. Does that mean when you play in the NFL team, you're actually up? Yeah, what's up? I brought back the sports.
All right, you guys got any recommended awards?
Too busy for that this week. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
That's 2 weeks in a row. Oh, wait, you did
I wasn't here that. Well, I guess 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the week before that.
All right. I did have a recommend the week before that.
You did. Right? I just remember what it was. Anyway, sorry. Anyway, Smite, you got anything?
I have an album again. It's music again. I got caught up on this one album.
I hope it's better than the last one you recommended.
Which one did he recommend again?
Muse.
Yo, that was
garbage.
Oh, not garbage, but it was.
No, it wasn't good, man.
They're a shell of what they used to be, man.
That last album was
garbage.
Classic Muse.
I let two other people listen to it, and they're like, "What is this? It's garbage."
Yeah, they're probably like hardcore hip hop fans. Anyway,
no,
the new one. Again, it's back to like indie rock. It's kind of like punk.
Indie rock, yeah.
You know what? You know what's funny? There was a Spotify indie rock playlist. And if you click on the playlist, every band that I mentioned was in those bands.
You know why? Because it sounds like another band. That doesn't necessarily mean they're independent.
It said indie music.
What is it?
There were all the bands that I had chosen.
What is indie short for?
Independent. Okay. But that's not what it means anymore. Come
individual.
On, no, independent. Well, individual. Sorry. Anyway, individual.
My recommend is an album by Jungle. It's called Forever. It's just like punky, soft, like electronic kind of music. It's great for just listening to. The lyrics are really good and it's a lot of fun. So it's a 50-minute album, so it doesn't kill you in time. And
hold on, 50 minutes?
Yeah. The whole album runs for 50 minutes. So it's not like
I feel that's a long time.
No, no. It's like 13 songs. The songs are like
I would say the average album should be like 60 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Anyway, it's a great album. You guys should listen to it. The main single is Happy Man. And it's just really, it's fast moving and good stuff. So okay, that's my recommend. My Warn, Final Space on Netflix. It's a cartoon. No, I watched the whole thing, most of it last night. It's one of those, so Netflix right now, they're getting big into like cartoons. So Matt Groening did a cartoon for them, Disenchantment. And Final Space is another one. Big names behind it, to be honest with you. If you don't like curling stuff, it's pretty like blood and guts and gross and alien stuff and whatever.
Alien stuff.
Yeah. I warn against it. Unless you're really like sci-fi spammy.
What is this? What is this show like, called?
Final Space.
Are you listening?
No. I'm trying to click into my head if I've seen it before. Yeah. If I've actually seen it before.
He just said it like twice and he's like, wait, what is it called?
No, I don't think have you seen this? No, I haven't seen it.
No, I don't watch anything animated.
Which is so weird.
What?
It's so weird, man.
Just like, right?
Yo, we'll mention movies, and he's like, no, I'm not watching that.
This guy's like, you want to go see Spider-Man, the animated one? I'm like, no, man, get out of here.
Wells is like...
Iron Giant?
Get out of here.
See, like, classic movies.
Were you not allowed to watch cartoons as a kid or something?
Right?
I did. That's... Keyword kid. That's when I started.
The Incredibles. That's was. You haven't watched Incredibles.
Incredibles was garbage. The first one.
Well, it's the kind of guy. Well, hold on,
time out. So you're saying you don't
watch the only animated movie I actually liked because it didn't feel like it was an anime movie was WALL-E.
Hold on. So you didn't watch
that was totally
Toy animated. Story.
No Toy Story Pixar was garbage. Movie.
You didn't watch them.
I just said WALL-E.
No, WALL-E all the other ones.
WALL-E I watched totally Toy Story animated. 1. I was like the same for me, man. I'm an adult. Like.
He doesn't like animated movies.
Actually, I was probably a teenager when I saw that, and I was like, I'm a teenager.
Wall's the kind of guy that just doesn't give things a chance.
No, he doesn't like...
I don't know, when like I stopped getting like into My Pet Monster or whatever. Like,
so like Lion King, Aladdin.
Sure, I was a kid then.
Okay.
I didn't know any better. Right. You try watching those now.
I watch them all the time.
That's what worries me about you sometimes, man. Grown-ass man watching Beauty and the Beast. Like Jessica Lansbury singing as a cup, and this guy's like dancing in his condo.
So, tales hold this time.
So he's going to dog those movies, but you will not watch the live-action Disney movies.
Like what?
Like Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, the new Aladdin one. Wow, is. Man. I know you're not going to watch that. Because you're going to say there's an original, which you never watched.
That was a cartoon.
I did watch the original Aladdin. Okay. I dug it when I was a kid. I thought that Robin Williams thing was great.
It was very funny. It was, yeah.
Like, all the things you get too grown up for. Like, cartoon is, like, where you draw.
But the thing is, the animated movies are...
Grown up. They're adult.
They're very grown up.
They're adult now.
Like, The Incredibles. I think The Incredibles is one of the best superhero movies made.
They're made for parents.
I don't know how I watched WALL-E, but I watched it, and I was like, this is good, man.
The first half is good. The second half,
I agree. The first half is better,
way better.
But then like someone told me to watch this Coco movie, and I was like, get out of here,
man. That's the best. Oh my god, Coco was so good. It's so good.
Say that. That's such an awesome movie.
Moana.
Listen, of course, I play Un Poco Loco every day in my car.
Of course, Betty was here.
But you know what?
I sing that song with her. Like, we're singing it.
Maybe if
like,
I'm
we
like,
have a duet in the car.
Maybe
like,
no when joke. I have a child, my like my love for animated stuff will happen again. Maybe.
It probably will. You don't have a choice.
You're going to watch it.
Well, you do have a choice. The kid doesn't have a choice. He might have a choice. It's not like the kid's going to get up and go, no, Dad, I want to watch this. He's, no, I'm the adult. We're watching this.
No, so, I don't think it's going to work like that.
And you get tired of hearing. He's like, okay, just play it.
No, it's just not for me. You guys know this.
It's okay. We're not picking
No, I do know.
We're not
picking I do know. Okay. That's why I said
we worry about you. We worry about you a little bit.
It's okay.
Anyways, so you're going on about your Warren.
anyway, that's the recommended Warren. Benny, you got any recommended Warren? I know this is kind of short.
I recommend is watching Narcos Season 3 Mexico.
You brought this up.
Yo, it is crazy.
Do you have to watch the other ones to see
it? No, you don't. No.
Okay, cool.
Totally new.
It's really actually totally different. It's actually a completely new show.
Completely new show. And it's sick. So they had Michael Pena in it. You know the guy like from...
Yeah,
most people know Michael Pena. If you don't know, is the Spanish guy from Ant-Man who's always like, hey, you know this guy? You know this guy? Yeah, him, yeah. It's a pretty funny guy.
But sorry, is it a new story? New character?
New story, new everything. New story. It's got nothing...
Well, so the previous... Wait, is that how Narcos goes? It's like new story every season? That previous one is ended?
No. Well, Pablo Escobar died in the last one, so it's okay.
So season 1, season 2 is basically about Pablo Escobar, what's going on down in Colombia, and essentially season 3...
They went to Mexico.
They go to Mexico.
They literally just were like, well, that's done. Let's go here. Yeah. So that's a whole new story.
Yeah, so basically, you know, just I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but... So basically, it starts in Mexico, and just the whole cartel before the cartel really got started in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So how guys start pushing basically marijuana, and then you start finding out about the guys from Sinaloa. You know, some of the gangs all across.
And this takes place in the 60s, 70s?
No, man. This is like 80s, 90s. Late 80s, early 90s. It's
basically after they're done with Pablo Escobar. The same team goes to Mexico. And that's what
not even. Not even.
Totally now you can shame me just like you shamed everyone. Shamed Wells. I don't watch television shows, just because it's such a big investment. Everyone keeps telling me Narcos because you were big on it in the group, and it's like everyone keeps talking about Narcos, but I'm like, probably not gonna watch. No, I will admit it probably is good because everyone says it's good. It probably is good. I'll just never watch it because TV shows are too much of an investment for me.
When you watch it, because it's a two-parter right now, so season 3, basically, you find out about how these guys start in Mexico, and then. You find out that El Chapo is one of the drivers. So they spoiler actually have like, yeah, man, it's crazy.
So you spoiled the whole thing.
I don't want to spoil anything for you.
No, there's no spoil. Let me tell you. You meet El Chapo, but he's like a nobody. He's a nobody. You
he's
find
like
out
a throwaway character, but it's like...
No, not even a throwaway. Like, he's in it, but he's like nothing. He's a nobody in comparison to the game. But you see, like, it's crazy how enriched that the cartel was with
like,
the government.
You ever see
that
TV show, Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah,
love that show. Exactly what you're gonna. Exactly what
so
I was thinking
Al Capone
about.
Was like,
yeah.
a background character in the whole show.
Well, he was the most interesting character in the whole thing. But yes.
Oh no.
And at the end, who are the guys at the end? The Italian mafia.
I didn't finish it.
Can I spoil it for you?
No, because I actually have it downloaded.
It's a great show. Don't spoil it.
No. I mean,
any warns, Benny? Any warns?
Man,
you don't have that one.
I don't think I really.
No, man. Don't let the hate flow.
Don't let the hate flow.
No, I don't think there's anything out there.
Traffic.
Yeah,
my one.
The city.
Hey, traffic.
Avoid the city.
My recommend, wash your car in the winter. Now, people think this is like, oh, it's wintertime, so I should just let the dirt just sit in my car for all winter. No. This is the most important time to wash your car. Because you're getting the salt off. I recommend washing your car at least once a month. Just take it to a car wash, get it washed. I had a car for, 11 years, 300,000 kilometers. I fully believe the reason it lasted so long is because regular oil changes and washing it, cleaning it. As a new driver, I would recommend this to you highly, Smythe. And I also watched Green Book last week.
In the theater?
Yes. A must watch. You will feel all the feels when you watch it.
You will feel the feels
when you watch it. The lead guy is
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen was the other guy.
Mahir Shalala Ali.
There you go, Shalala Ali. That guy.
I just want to
that guy.
That guy.
I just want to tell the audience
that guy.
Guy's an Academy Award winner, man.
I don't know. I just want to tell the audience that Wells doesn't like look this stuff up. Like, you just start talking about something and Wells just calls
the
out.
The guy's won an Academy Award.
No, I'm just saying things.
I don't know names because I can describe it to a T. Yeah. I just don't know the names.
Because like Green Book. It stars that guy and the other guy.
I feel like Wells has to do his research because Nash doesn't know who the people are.
Yeah, and you guys, last week when I was listening, you had like, it's like you were saying something, you just expect me to pick it up, but I wasn't there. And you're like, okay, on to the next subject.
just like cut. All right, keep going.
Yeah, names don't stick in my head for whatever reason.
Unless you're a Chris.
Chris. I'm just still bringing back to season one.
What's their name, Chris?
So, yes, man. Ali, man. Whatever that guy is in right now, I feel I'm just going to watch.
He's in True Detective Season 3 coming out in January.
Yep, and he's also going to be in Alita, Battle Angels.
Alita?
Yep. Alita
with Battle Christoph Angels. Waltz.
Yep.
No one's gonna watch that.
Oh, he's a good actor. I'm gonna watch it. He's a really good actor.
Christoph Waltz. At this point, Christoph Waltz is now.
No, you're talking about
Mahershala Ali. Yeah.
Yes, very good actor. Remember, he was the best part of.
He was the best part of. Yep, I agree.
Luke Cage. Once he was out of because he was basically two halves of Luke Cage, and he was the first half. Once he was done, everyone I talked to was like, I didn't really.
I gave it two more episodes, and I was like, I don't care about this other guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a fantastic actor. Warrens, I don't really got any Warrens.
No hate this week.
No, I can hate. Uber drivers.
Wow.
Again?
Wow. Uber drivers.
Wow.
I think this is your third time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they bother me that much. They are now the worst drivers in the city.
Wow.
Well, you mean the guys who got an Uber sign in the front and a Lyft in the back?
And vice versa? They are now the worst drivers. I was just driving.
And Beck on top?
So me and Wells were driving. I usually pick them up and then bring them to the offices over here. And this Uber driver was just sitting in the left lane going 60. The guy behind me was flashing his high beams. I'm like, what do you want me to do? This guy's going 60. I go around him. Like, they don't know where they're going in the city. Because I remember being an Uber driver. Every 2 seconds, he would look down his map. I'm like, you don't know where you're going. You're going to miss your turn. I remember almost getting a collision one time with an Uber driver who just decided, oh, I missed my turn. Let me go from the left lane and trying to make a right turn and cutting everyone off, almost T-boning me. Uber drivers, I'm just saying, if you see those signs in the cars, watch out. Watch out, because they do not know what they're doing and they don't know to drive. And it's because they come from the suburbs, most of them, because most of the businesses downtown. So they come from the suburbs. They don't really know where they're going. They don't really know where they're driving. So they're lost and they're just...
They're not lost. They're just looking at their GPS.
Waiting for somebody to pick them up.
No, I think they're lost because a lot of them...
No, they just honestly, you're right. They're from the suburbs and then they just look at their GPS and that's their god.
Yeah.
Like, that's where they're going.
Yeah.
See, this is where I come in. That stuff should be automated.
No, it can be automated.
No, in a sense of... Saying the driving should be automated. Well, either, get rid of the driver, or two, if you're in a vicinity, the closest the vicinity car in the vicinity, that the software and system should then automatically just ping the driver, and then he knows instead of keep looking on his phone to see who's kicking around trying to get a lift. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. So
imagine you got a map, a software, right? Yeah, yeah, and I'm driving along, up, down, and there's two drivers. Yeah. Let's just say the person's picking up, maybe it was on the... Closer to the up, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then if that software picks up these in the area, then he should be the closest driver. So the guy, the driver picking his screen.
Oh, the picking up is not the issue. It's the driving.
Because they're driving slow. But then,
they're driving slow. They don't know where we're going because they're looking at someone in the back and they're just trying to find that place.
Robot.
Because again, they come from suburbs. They're not used to downtown. A lot of people from the suburbs.
It's me.
Let's be honest. They're scared to drive downtown. I hear that all the time. My mother will not come downtown because she is scared to drive downtown.
I can't wait till this AI driver. Like, I'm the first guy to buy
it. I'm pushing it every time.
With these Uber drivers? Yeah, I can't wait for those AI drivers either. Just get off the road.
Now, can you imagine the fear when AI driving comes out? The first thing Uber's going to do is kick everyone off of earning money from Uber.
Yeah.
They'll invest tens of billions of dollars across the world to stop people from driving Uber. Massive job loss.
That's the world, though. That's the world, though.
Massive depression.
No.
Because people are making a living off this. First of all, Uber's a great living for a lot of people.
Yeah,
you drive full time Uber, you make good money.
Yeah,
you make all right money.
No, I mean good money.
I know a lot of people that Uber drive. It's their second job. Most people, it's their second job.
Yeah,
they make all right money.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying
it's a good side hustle.
That's gonna go away overnight one day.
But that's the way of the world.
I understand, but that's a lot of people. That's all I'm saying.
But that's the way of the world. Yeah. Now someone does that, and now guess what? Now you have to hire jobs to create that software for those cars. Yeah, negative creep. Now someone has to build. Now someone has to build those cars. Now there's more jobs.
And then that drive basically those the guys who drove the cars. Maybe you can become the maintenance guys for the cars because
that's not really realistic. But yeah, I know what you're saying. That's not really realistic.
They don't have the skills. Look at it.
If you're a 60-year-old driver, what are you going to go take engineering class?
Yeah, no, you're not taking engineering to know maintenance on a car, man.
No, you're not going to do that. But that's not realistic. But that's the way of the world. That's the evolution of the world. That happens throughout the history of the world.
I'm saying the shock value of it happening overnight because that's how it's going to happen.
It's not overnight.
They're going to be like, hey, in 3 months, we're going to get rid of Uber. They're going to be like, tomorrow, hey, autonomous cars are here.
I'll give you a perfect example of that's been happened like decades ago, is aircrafts, right? Aircraft for the longest time, you need multiple pilots. It wasn't automated like it is now.
They basically fly themselves.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But now they just fly themselves.
Still have two guys in there.
You know why? You know why they have pilots in the front?
To make everyone feel safe.
Thank you.
Yep.
Got fear. It's fair.
That's the only reason why. Maybe you can say emergency, maybe taxi.
No. It's for you, Smythe. It's not for them. It's for you. Yeah, it's for you.
If I got on a plane and they're like, hey, you're going to fly by Bob the Robot, I'd be like, I'm not flying.
Bob the Robot!
I'm getting off this plane immediately and Bob the Robot.
No, but he's just waving. I love flying. I always wanted to get my pilot's license, but like, I still, obviously the pilots are there, the programming, the flights are doing all these things because these things need to be put in place.
The computer can do that now.
No, not really. No, you know,
you can create software to program.
But the hardest part is that there's too much mother. Dude, there's too much Mother Nature right now.
All I gotta say, I don't mean to cut you off here. All I gotta say is just watch 2001: Space Odyssey.
No, come on.
That stuff still creeps me out, man.
Nah, man, that's people are.
One day, Skynet.
Skynet.
Like, let's
that's
just be
not true, man. There's people that program.
You know what? Truthfully, I legit have a fear of that.
Yeah.
Matrix and Terminator. Those movies freak me out.
Skynet scares me more than anything else.
Fake.
No. Well, think about this, Benny. Would you take orders from a dog?
Dogs don't really command you to do anything.
Would you take orders from a dog? Yes or no? It's a yes or no question.
I mean, if my dog can communicate,
actually a very good point he's going to make right now.
Now, if there's a smart computer that became intelligent,
yeah,
why would he take orders from you? A lesser being.
Okay.
So, that's all I'm saying.
Here's the deal. I'll tell you a little bit of the background. So when you're making the program, it's a human that's creating the program.
No.
You can't. An AI cannot beat the program.
No. The
first
AI
die is Benny.
Yeah, no.
Just letting you guys know, he's the first guy.
He's going to shake his hand. Hey, man, I'm Benny. No.
You're talking about now, Benny. And I get that. I'm talking about the future when these things can think for themselves. When they don't need
eventually,
you.
Eventually, the technology is going to get so good.
That's on the programmer. If the programmer allows it to...
And it's going to take us like some godlike programmer to be like, well, I'm going to create like a little my own Frankenstein like AI.
Nah, I don't buy it.
Okay, it's gonna happen.
Man, that's movies, man.
Facebook? Now I don't know if they're gonna turn on us.
No,
I don't know that. No.
Facebook
but,
had two AI programs that was talking to each other, and they shut it down because they're communicating in a language that people didn't understand.
Yeah. I know.
And they created their own language because it was faster for them, which makes sense.
You ever watch Ex Machina, boss?
All of us is ones and zeros.
Yeah, Ex Machina. Watch this. Apparently, there was a deleted scene at the end of Ex Machina. I love how we're going so long on this. Yeah. There's a deleted scene on Ex Machina. Where, because you know at the end when she escaped the room, or escaped the house.
Spoiler alert.
Thanks.
I love that movie. I think I'm going to watch it.
You blew it!
I'm going to watch it. Anyway, the robot wasn't, because it was supposed to try to figure out, the robot wasn't actually understanding what people say. It was figuring out your emotions and how you blink and all that kind of stuff. And that's how she can manipulate people, because she just figures out your eye. It was deleted scene, but anyway, I think it's on YouTube or whatever.
The one guy.
But that was a good movie. But anyway, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna be Terminator. I don't know if it's gonna be whatever those makeup movies. But again,
something's coming.
Why would a higher being take an order from a lower being? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying about
that.
Yeah. You know what got it right? iRobot got it the most right.
No, it didn't. It was the worst. That was the worst.
iRobot.
Come on, man.
That was the worst. Or like, spoiler! Save a child to save him.
No, who cares? That's beginning.
That's not the end. It's not like that.
No, but the
man, you picked the worst movie. Eh?
No, man. The AI machine.
I saw the movie.
The best way to protect you guys is to imprison you guys because you guys are just gonna destroy everything. And humans do that.
All right.
And it makes sense. Anyway, keep going.
All right. Let's get some
maybe sports.
Let's get some picks and whatnot. So we're gonna start off with picks. We're going to do the kitchen table, so we're just going to get into all kinds of sports. But we're going to start with the picks. So last week, Wells, you won. 4-1. Smythe, you were 2-3. I was 3-2. On the year, Smythe, Wells, you are 41-27.
That's better than your record, Doc.
That doesn't sound right. How can I be 41-27?
Yeah, that's not right.
When we play 5 games a week, it'd be a...
Yeah, that's not right. I got to calculate that, right? You're ahead. You are ahead.
According to my calculations. Carry the
horn. Wait, do you have like a AI computer at home figuring this stuff out?
Your AI broke,
Doc. 41-27.
I think you're 42-27.
Still wouldn't be right.
I got to look at my other book. Sorry.
43-27?
I know I screwed that up somewhere. Like, as soon as I looked at it, I was like, I screwed that up somewhere. Okay. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not going to say anything else because I screwed that up somewhere.
13 weeks in, 65 games.
That's no, it's not right. The math doesn't work out. All right,
well, has to be a 5 or a 0, right?
Yeah, the math doesn't work out.
We don't do 4 games 1 week and 3 games the next.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Anyway, I'll fix that.
Am I right. winning? Is that?
No. Winning. Well, should be winning. But, Who cares? After the week you had, you think you're winning? my worst pick was that Washington pick. Oh, because I convinced myself, and then I saw the score. I was like, Jesus, man.
You know,
and no Odell Beckham Jr. either. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I know. But, like, Washington really sucks right now.
They do. They really do.
Oh, man.
Let's go to this week's pick.
And that ballsy pick from Wells with the Browns. Look at him smiling.
You guys always play the safe picks, man.
You know what?
I don't always.
Always.
I picked the Colts last week.
Last week you took some weird plays. I was like, that's not like Nash, but you know.
I went on a limb because I picked Colts and I picked Washington. Hmm. Those weren't safe. Anyway.
Colts is a good pick.
Let's go into some picks. Week 15. We got the Browns at Denver. Wells, you want to start with this one, please? And thank you. Browns at Denver.
Broncos are -3 favorites.
Yes.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Taking the Broncos. Any particular reason? Or are you just...
I mean, these guys are both fighting for that faint hope of having that last playoff spot. Mm-hmm. And I think Broncos are coming off a loss to the 49ers. Kind of leaves a little sting in their mouth.
Browns playing well. Baker Mayfield is...
I know they're playing well. And they just beat the world's worst team, the Carolina Panthers.
Jeez.
But I think this game is kind of like... The Browns are a different team on the road. They only have one win on the road, right? Mm-hmm. So Broncos are different at home. Different stadium. Baker Mayfield on the road isn't as good statistically. I just think it should be an easy Broncos win.
You got this one, Smith?
I also have the Broncos.
You got the Broncos?
Because I feel like they think they can still do it. They can't. They're not making the playoffs, but they still think they can get in. And going a mile high and winning a football game is very hard. And Baker Mayfield's not that guy yet.
Yet.
Oh, Ben Roethlisberger couldn't do it.
Talk about Ben Roethlisberger. Benny, what do you got in this one?
Yo, I got Cleveland, man.
Of course you
do. Cleveland. Wow. Any particular reason or just...
Well, I can only see Denver winning is if they take it to the ground game. That's really the only thing that's going to make the difference. But just looking statistically right now and just watching what's going on, I got Cleveland winning this, man.
It's good.
All right, that's good. That's good. We like to mix it up here. I'm going Broncos.
Yeah.
they're just spoilers on the year, man. Like, they're in there. And again, we talked about
this. Which is weird what happened last week, like going into San Fran. Maybe they thought it was an easy game.
Whooped on in San Fran.
Because they played some good teams, and they've stuck with the good teams all year.
You know what? I wasn't surprised. It was like a trap game for Denver, who shouldn't have a trap game because every game should be important to them.
Yeah.
But they got trapped because they had no idea who they were playing in San Fran. And a bunch of no-namers just beat them down.
Yeah, because we talked about this last year. Last podcast, Smythe, about Keenum.
Yep,
he's all right. He's been decent in that spot.
Yeah, all right. It's a good word. All right, it's a great thing.
Yeah, so he's been all right. Now we can say about Cousins, but whatever. Cowboys at the Colts. Who do you got in this one, Smythe?
Dallas.
Sorry, I'm taking the. I say I'm taking the Broncos. I'm taking Broncos. Anyway, sorry. You're taking Dallas. Any particular reasons? Because you're your favorite team?
No, they're not my favorite team.
Well, the way you picked them.
they're actually on a bit of a roll right now.
Their defense is a killer.
Yeah, I took them to win this division, and they look like they're one of those teams that are picking up steam towards the playoffs. And we talk about teams getting hot at the right times. Unfortunately, these Dallas Cowboys are getting hot at the right time. The Colts, I know their playoff lives are at stake right now, but they're known to throw duds in important games. Cowboys on the road.
Who else?
I have the Colts.
What's the spread?
-3.
-3. Another close one.
I don't know, man. Like, Dallas, like, good on them, man. They're doing well. They're a bullcrap team on the road anyway. 2-4. Indy, you know, they had a big game last week against The Texans. Like, they went into Houston, a team. So this is what, this is my theory here. Houston had won 9 in a row.
Yep.
Who stopped it? The Colts. Dallas has won 5 in a row.
The Colts won. The Colts were on that winning streak, not against the exact best of the best.
No, Houston.
Houston. Not against the best of the best.
But they still won 9 in a row, man.
Someone is good.
Yeah, you beat who you're in front of.
Dallas won 5 in a row, and yeah, they beat the Saints, right? But like, I don't know, man. Like, I think the Colts had that one off week against Jacksonville where they didn't score a point.
Yep.
And I think that was their. Every team gets like a dud game near the end of the season. Kind of like the Rams had a dud game against the Bears last week. Like. Yeah. I think it's just like they got that other system. They have to win, right? They have to win. Dallas doesn't have to win this game. They pretty much got the division locked up.
Division's done.
Like, it's just, and now that Wentz is out, like,
yeah, division's done.
So,
well,
he's done.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. But anyways, I had the Colts.
You had the Colts, Benny.
You know what? I was actually gonna say Dallas, but the more you convince me, man. Think Indy, man.
Wow.
I was thinking Indy last minute.
Yeah, Wells isn't good at making picks, you know, right?
No, I know.
I thought we just established that I'm winning.
4-1 last week.
Yo,
judging by our fantasy football team,
you can't ride with this Wells.
Don't let's not talk about fantasy football.
I'm losing now.
I love Benny's like crap talking me. He's the only person who can crap talk me. Sorry. I'm the only person that he can crap talk.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's like, what above you?
Yeah.
No, you know what? I got a feeling the Colts are going to take this, man.
They need it more.
They need it more,
Yep. Same reason. Colts, same reason. Surprisingly, the Cowboys' defense is really good, even though Sean Lee... Remember last year, if Sean Lee didn't play, that defense was not good.
Yep.
Look, I got nothing
Sean Lee, I don't think he's playing. He's not playing.
I got nothing against Dallas right now. I'm actually, you know, props to them. Everyone dogged them when they traded for the first round pick for Cooper, and Cooper has changed their offense completely.
He's became their offense.
It's not that he's just number one receiver. It's just now there's a threat in the air, so they don't focus on Elliott, right? And then also it makes the other receivers better right? And now they had like 13 different catches from tight ends last week, like from like three different tight ends. Like they just expand everything. I just think like it's a letdown week for them. They've got the division. Beating the Eagles last week, that was like, okay, we got the division. I don't really think they can jump any more than in the conference for a spot in the playoffs. Like, I think they're going to be stuck with the fourth. So, anyways.
Yeah, no, I'm picking the Colts.
yeah, see?
No, well, you know what I'm saying? For the same reason. I'm not all the way convinced.
But Dallas is good.
About Dallas, and maybe we can get into it a little bit.
They haven't lost since week 9. They played some really good teams.
Houston hadn't lost since week 4, or week 3.
You can actually say with Dallas' wins, there's some teams in there.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, Philly, like, they ended Philly's season. Essentially, that was Philly's season.
No.
That
Philly, was a great Philly win ended Philly's season.
No, well, if Philly wins that game, remember, they take over the division lead. That's a huge football game.
I know, but
Philly hasn't won it overtime.
You were the only one who picked the Philadelphia Eagles. They haven't played good all year.
No, I did not pick
the Philadelphia Eagles. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Saints, who are good.
Yeah, beat the Saints.
The R words, the Falcons, and the Eagles. So only one team over 500 they beat.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No.
As a matter of fact, they've only beaten one team all year over 500.
And the Colts are?
Colts are 7-6.
Ah, I knew you were going to say that. Whatever.
What?
After this game, they'll be 500. That's all I'm saying.
You know, it's hard to win after winning the Super Bowl. Not many people have been able to stay on top. So it's hard to keep up. Seeing that Philly hasn't won anything in like eons.
Yeah.
First of all, they won last year.
No, you're talking about
the part of that. But then they lost their offensive coordinator and they lost their starting quarterback.
And they're hurt.
No, they're not good this year. I don't know what to say to you guys.
Yeah, man, how much do you really want it? Like next year, you're going to see they're going to be hungry
Here's the thing. If Jay Ajayi was there, they'd have this division.
No, they wouldn't. No.
Yes.
Nope.
All right. If Frank Reich was there, they would have the division. Yep. Now, Frank Reich is in Indy. Indy's going to beat Dallas. Oh. Okay, let's go. Next pick.
Patriots at Steelers. We got this one. Also.
Why you always got to put...
Come on. This is a big game.
You always...
I don't always put the Steelers.
This guy, like, sits there at home. He's like, ooh, Steelers and the Panthers? And then he always has to put the Steelers in this, and he always has to put Panthers in this. Anyways, you know who I'm taking. Like, I don't know why you're asking me.
Because one day you're not going to take them.
The first game of the season. You know who I'm taking.
Didn't
you
take
know
them who I'm one taking. Time.
Bro, he's wearing black and yellow right now, dog.
But do you think that they're going to win this football game?
No, I don't. Because
what, three in a row now?
Because did you see how New England lost last week?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys will never take anyone but New England.
Not the way they're playing. Not the way the Steelers are playing.
Right? What about the way the New England's playing?
This one, is not one lousy Dolphins. One lousy play. They always lose the Dolphins.
So. You know what though?
In December they do.
I said division games are tight, and B, I took them on my pro line ticket to cover that 8.5. Obviously, didn't think they'd win the game. That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, one lousy play.
Did I tell you those 11 points?
One lousy play. They gave up 34 points to the Dolphins.
Dolphins aren't a bad team with Tannehill at quarterback. He just wasn't quarterback. Yeah, well,
they're another fake team.
I'd argue that, but I argue that.
Anyways, you know who I'm taking.
All right, yeah, Wells got Steelers. Who do you got? Well, that's my excuse.
Patriots, brother. They're revenge game.
Patriots.
You can't get whooped like that again. And first of all, the Patriots always get up for the Steelers. Hook or by crook.
Steelers should have won last year against them.
Yeah, Steelers never get up for the Patriots.
It's a hook. That's not true. They should have won last year.
They should have won last year.
Did they win last year?
They should have.
Did they win last year?
But I say, by hook or by... The Pats will get it done by hook or by crook. If the refs got to get involved, if someone's got to... The Patriots will pull this game out. Are they the better team? No. If they met in the playoffs and it was not in Foxborough,
are you sure not
the Pittsburgh team? Would probably stomp them.
The game is in Pittsburgh.
This game is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's okay. New England's win this game. But I'm saying, if they met in the playoffs, I think Pittsburgh's a better football team.
What are you doing, man?
Betty, who you got in this one?
Pats! Nah, man, they won the last five meetings. Yeah, to lose last week against like Miami, even though I'm, you know, growing up, I like Miami as a team.
No one cares, man.
Yeah, Gronk at tight end. Let's just talk about Gronk.
That was a thing. Yeah. That was a thing for us kids, like in the '90s. Like people, for some reason, like the Dolphins.
I don't know why, Dan Marino.
Dolphins were cool.
Yeah,
Marino. No, man, these guys have wicked defense. Ah, what's my Dan Marino?
Remember those cool like windbreaker jackets?
Yeah, windbreaker jackets. I remember.
Dolphins are big in our area.
Yeah, man. Like even like who they have like Jay Taylor. Who else?
Oh, I don't know.
Team back then. There's Jay Taylor.
I don't, man. You're the Dolphins. Man.
I can't remember. Anyways, keep moving. Eagles at Rams. You got on this one.
Wait, you didn't tell us who you took. Well, let me guess.
You want to guess?
Patriots.
Okay. Who do you got in this one? Smite
the Rams.
-11.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah. Scored 6 points. Now you got the end of the Philadelphia Eagles.
That was just bad decision making, I feel.
No, it was bad.
On football. The Rams.
They know what to do.
Well, how many carries did Gurley get? 11 or something like that?
What is he going to kill him? What do you want? You want him to die?
It's cold outside. Run the ball. It was just bad decision making, I think.
Cold outside, was it? They're end of football players, man.
Jared Goff dropped back, and he looked. You can't look against the Bears.
Goff was terrible.
If you look, you're going to get hit. You're going to throw the ball away. There were guys on him the whole game. They were bringing the linebacker every single play. I've never seen them bring in every single play before.
Defense is crazy, man. Arguably, they might have the best defense, maybe, or Cowboys. It's between those two. Right now, we're playing the best
defense. Imagine playing Madden. You always ran the exact same play. You ran man, and you had your outside linebacker and one of the just running at the quarterback every single play. That's all they did. They didn't change it up.
It's crazy.
And they just someone was touching Goff at all times. He doesn't like being touched, apparently.
Does anyone?
Yeah, didn't go well.
Who do you got in this one, Wells?
This is going to be an absolute blowout. No, actually, no, it's not. The spread is -11.
Yeah.
I think it went up by like 3 points when they said that Wentz is going to play. But I'm like, Foles is pretty good. But still.
Is he?
Yeah, Foles is great.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the guy's a Super Bowl in his back pocket because of him. And you torched your precious Pats. But like...
I hate that argument. Saying Foles won...
No, Frank Reich won it. Anyways. So I think the Rams are pissed off.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They're still playing for first overall NFC seed. This is going to be I don't know, man. 11 points? I don't know if it's going to be a blowout, but like... It has a tendency...
It'll be a definitive win.
It has a tendency to be a shootout. Or it's going to be an absolute barn burner for the Rams.
Why would you think it'd be a shootout, though?
Because I think Foles is better than most people think he is. I think Foles right now is better than Wentz was this year. Wentz is bad this year.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I think Wentz isn't playing because they think Foles is the better option to win the game. Not because he's hurt. They think the RPO and Nick Foles is the better chance to win a football game.
So the Eagles believe that Foles is a better player. But they're going to play Wentz. Are you talking about just right now?
Right now.
Okay.
This game this week, I think they're saying the way Wentz is playing, Nick Foles is the better option. So we're going to say that Wentz is hurt so Foles can play.
I don't think Foles is that great. Anyway, Benny, who got this one?
Yeah, I got Rams, man. I got the Rams for sure.
I'm going to pick the Rams, I guess.
Yeah, I got the
Rams. I'm calling audible then.
Wait till I'm done. Then you call audible. You wait till I'm done.
I thought you said everyone's taking the Rams.
Everyone's taking the Rams.
Everyone's taking the Rams.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Rams too. No, wait till I'm done the picks, then you audible at the end. Sorry. Okay. Well, gotta hear all the plays, and
be,
then you audible.
There's gonna be two straight games where we're gonna pick the same team.
Saints at Panthers. Who you got in this one?
Is anyone taking the Panthers? Let's just... Oh, yeah. Okay, well, okay.
There you go. So now
you guys are all taking the Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I just think... I don't know if Cam is hurt.
But they're done.
They're done. Who cares?
I think it's because they've lost
Jam done
three in a row now.
Yeah, they're done.
I'm not disputing that. I don't think they're gonna make playoffs, but I think they're gonna want to make a showing this week. So this is what I think is gonna happen. I think they're gonna want to make a showing. So Wells, you want to make an audible?
Wait, I didn't get my pick for this game.
You're picking the Saints.
You're picking the Saints. You're not picking the Panthers. You're not gonna. There's two things you can make sure of. Wells in this.
Wells
bucket.
Will take the Steelers. And
Wells will take
the
Steelers.
Take
the and Wells will take the Panthers one time a year. And regret it. And regret it.
I hate the Panthers so much. Yeah, I'm taking the Saints.
All right. You want to audible?
Yeah, I'm audibling that Rams game because we all took the Rams.
Yep.
Tennessee at the Giants. Mm. Spread is -2.5 for the Giants. I'll lead off. I'm taking the Giants.
Again, damn it. I hate when you do that. Titans at Giants. Do you know if Odell Beckham is playing?
I don't know, but it won't matter. That doesn't influence my pick.
Ooh.
Anybody else want to go up next?
I'm taking the Giants as well.
I don't like Mariota. I really don't like Mariota. I hate Eli Manning.
You know why I'm taking the Giants?
Go.
Because they're already out mathematically, right?
No, they're not.
They can still win the division.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
If Cowboys lose out and they lose,
mathematically.
Sorry, and they win out?
Yeah, mathematically.
The Giants can win the division.
Anyway, I'm taking the Giants. They are playing good football. A. B, they're at home. And C, they understand that Saquon Barkley is their offense. Once you get that concept, you're going to do
how good
well.
Is Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, he's sick, dog.
But we
how
knew we
good.
He's
as no. Because there was an argument that you can't take him that high as a pick.
Oh,
there was an argument in the beginning of the year.
He's the offensive rookie of the year.
I know that.
Okay. I would have taken him at one if I had a chance to take him at one.
You probably would have been killed at the time.
He's
you
a game breaker.
You would have been killed at
the time. We watch what Zeke does. You watch what
I
Zeke
felt the
plays.
Same way. I felt the same way, but then I was like, Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback in this draft, and he wasn't going to be available at pick number two.
No,
at pick number four when they pick next, right?
Yeah.
So
that was the argument. That was a whole like, there's quarterbacks available, and you're not supposed to take a running back.
Yeah, they took the best quarterback in the draft, and they needed that.
Yeah. So,
there was but argument. I was on that side too. I was like, you got to take Saquon.
I would have taken.
God, man, how good is he, man? Oh my goodness.
He's stupid, man.
It's a treat to watch. It's a treat to.
He's a game breaker, right? I mean, he's.
I get shades of Barry Sanders.
Yeah,
I get shades of Thanos when he's out there.
Two snaps.
Snapping his finger.
Two snaps.
But I'm dead serious. The guy's a freak.
You can ride him for the next 6, 7, 8 years. Now you need an offensive line that can support the run.
And that's another thing. He's doing this without a line.
Exactly.
And without a quarterback. And he's doing this. Oh, man. Oh, such a treat to watch. Betty, who do you got in this one?
Oof. Giants, dog.
Giants. The thing about Mariota.
What?
What's the thing?
He's probably
he's a mid-tier quarterback. I don't know.
I think he's below that. I think he's below mid-tier. He's gonna be. He'll probably be in the league for the next 10 years, but just holding a clipboard. Someone's always gonna pick him up as a backup, but just holding a clipboard.
He shows flashes of like brilliance, but I think
but
he's like
it's just flashes.
Yeah,
brilliance.
I know. I mean, if Ryan Fitzpatrick is still a quarterback in this league,
yeah,
Mariota's got a future.
Yeah.
Who are you taking?
Giants.
Oh, man.
So it's the same thing.
Okay.
So
can we just give appreciation to Derrick Henry last week for the week that he had?
He did have a great week.
Yeah. Good thing he's playing somebody's bench.
Yeah. No, I don't know anyone who started Derrick Henry last week, so don't get at me.
Does he make this game interesting?
I just did, Doug. No. He was on your bench. Your bench had more points than your regular team, Doug.
I know, man. I'm the only guy you can trash, Doug.
No.
And it's like he's waited so long. I don't. Hey,
it's been a long season for the both of us, dog.
If you give Harry
and people
hate Henry 30
shout out to the
carries,
Fearful Hater.
What's that?
If you give Henry 30 carries, because what else?
No one gets 30 carries anymore. 20 carries is a great.
25.
Day. He won't get that, man.
Who gets 25 carries?
Zeke.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Yeah.
But who gets 25 carries?
Barkley should get. Now,
no one gets 20 carries.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, like, now if you think you have a star in your hands, you're going to give this guy 20 carries. Does he make an impact on the game if he has 20 carries? This week,
if you're winning, he gets more carries.
Oh, obviously.
Anyways,
so that's our picks.
5-0 this week, guys. 5-0.
Oh wow, look at that.
I think you have every pick the same as me, except for the you took Dallas.
Yeah.
No. Oh no, you took New England too because you're a homer.
I took the Pats.
And you love
you're a homer. Get out of here.
Because you like Belichick's balls in your mouth.
Is Connor playing?
Who
is Connor playing on the Steelers? No.
See, it's a problem, man.
It's a problem.
That's gonna be your deciding factor.
Oh, it's been a problem. Has it been a problem?
The Pats own the Steelers. That's my first thing. My second thing is you don't have a running back. The third thing is Ben's not playing that good. So that's three factors, and the Pats need this win because they're very upset because they play Gronk and safety at the end of the last game.
They're very upset.
They don't need the win, but they're going to get the win.
But when the Pats lose the next game, they're on point.
Like they can fall asleep and win the division. Like that's it's.
I don't know, man. They're only two games up on the Dolphins.
Would you ever pick the Dolphins? Did you pick the Dolphins to win the division?
I think I took them this year in the division.
No, you didn't.
That was a mistake.
No one did. Come on, you wouldn't have done that.
I actually think I did.
Yo, the Giants might finish second in their division.
Yeah. No, and yeah.
And they won't get the wild card, though.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they might finish second. You guys were all laughing at me for taking them to win the division.
He's second in that. Points for saying
second.
In a division. Crappy division.
He's like, yeah, I want credit for saying second.
Arguably one of the worst divisions in the
yay, yay.
Oh, my God.
You want to make a pro line ticket there, Wes?
Yeah, so... my pro line ticket is including some of these picks that we had. Broncos -3. I think that's juicy. Steelers +2. You can stick it up your butt, guys. Saints -6. Jacksonville -7. And Minnesota -7. Minnesota has to win this game. Minnesota has to win this game to make things interesting for them for the rest of the year. And Jacksonville -7. I know it's tough to take Jacksonville right now. They're an absolute crap team. But Washington... Mm-hmm. is the worst team in football right now because they don't have their offense is absolutely depleted. If you start Adrian Peterson again this week in your fantasy team, you are going to be in a world of pain. I'm sorry, but like they have no offensive line. Their quarterback is Josh Johnson. I know he got like 2 touchdowns. Sorry, am I?
No, keep going. But guy, what are you?
I don't know, man.
Like, we're listening to Josh Johnson. We're listening to. We have to communicate sometimes, all right?
Jesus.
It's like probably a picture of me wearing a dress or something. Like, but yeah, I just Jacksonville, yeah. I don't know, -7. That seems too juicy. It might even go down a bit, too. But yeah, those are my picks. Did you copy that, Smythe?
Start again. From the
beginning. No. Just listen to the podcast. You'll get it. So don't worry. We have to
just say it. No, it's cool. We're good, man. We're good.
No, we're good. We're good. Just listen to the podcast. You'll get it.
You know what? Whatever. I'll buy it, and then I'll take a picture of
it.
How did you do on your pro line ticket last week?
He got one right.
I got absolutely wrecked last week. It's way harder than it looks, guys.
Yeah, the spread is harder than
it looks. Yeah, that's why we don't play pro line consistently. You know what I'm going to do next week? Make one of those +4, +8 tickets. It's regular pro line.
There
not
is
the
no
point
plus
spread.
Four. You have to win by 4.
Yeah, +4, +8. So win by 4.
No,
win
minus by 4, -8.
Same thing, whatever.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They don't the lingo, give yeah, you points. Got the lingo wrong.
They don't give you points. Yeah, no. They take...
You just reverse the lingo. Yeah. I understand what you said. Yeah, you just reverse the lingo. Anyway. Yeah, so that's football. Anything else you guys want to touch on last week? In the NFL?
No, we only got 3 more weeks left, guys. It's sad.
It's almost over.
Almost over.
So you don't want my top 5? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, sorry.
There's got to be a big shakeup this week.
It's been
100%. Yeah.
It's actually a big shakeup this week.
Apologies.
Okay, I'm going to do it really quick, though.
No.
Well, all mentions, Seahawks, Cowboys, Ravens. Ravens lost last week, but they've been playing some great football. And I heard
that was a great game.
Yeah, and I heard that Flacco's healthy. He's not going to be a problem.
He's not starting this weekend.
Right?
They already said Jackson is.
Yeah, there's going to be a problem when Flacco's starting. Anyway, number 5, the Rams. How the mighty have fallen.
They fell that far?
Yeah. Here's the thing. They had a horrible performance.
Again, that was trash. I just really think they got out-coached. Yeah. Just made, like, Gurley only got 11 carries. They just made stupid... It might be the cold because they're and again they don't have to play in the cold if they
That's
went out
right.
if they went out everyone has to come to LA.
That's not a problem.
So they don't really have to worry about it.
I don't understand this whole cold thing. What it has to do with running the ball?
But they didn't run the ball. So that's what I'm saying.
But like, what does the cold have to do with
cold? Yeah,
it's more the quarterback. They're football players, man.
You know what I think it was? I think it was frustration. You had a young coach that was like, "Yo, man, we should be throwing the football on these guys."
Everyone puts up a stinker. You guys nailed it on the head last week. You're like, "This team is gonna have one stinker before the end of the season."
Yep.
And you were like, "Oh, Wells might be onto something by choosing the Bears." Also, like, you can also give some credit to the Bears for the best defense in the league, right?
No. The Bears knew what they were doing. First of all, and other defenses aren't as talented, but they knew what to do, right? If you can get to this guy, and they will not run the ball. They're so stubborn that they're not going to wait
Trubisky
you out.
Trubisky might be the weakest point on that team.
Nah.
What?
He might fine. Be.
Talk about my quarterback like that.
He's okay.
He's not good.
No, he's fine.
But like, whatever.
Shout out Tariq Cohen though. He's pretty.
I mean, interception. Yeah, right? Was it 170 yards or something like that? With like,
they didn't need him. They didn't need him to throw the ball.
Yeah, it was mostly a defense. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's what he might be the weakest point. Anyway, go on. Continue. Whatever.
Anyway, number four, the Saints. To be honest,
big middle finger to the NFC here.
Yeah, they got worked out. But number three is the Bears. So now here's what I'm thinking. Trubisky had a horrible game. He just came off an injury. He came back. Right, and he's hurt. This defense is stellar, okay? No one could doubt that this defense, if they can shut down an offense team like the Rams, this is a great defense. You have a quarterback that is decent. He knows where to go with the football when he's in trouble. He goes to Cohen every time. He'll go to Cohen if he's in trouble at all. And you have the makings of a good football team. This guy can sling the ball, but when he can't sling the ball, he's got a good safety net, and that defense is top notch. You got a good football team, and if they can beat the Rams, they could probably beat everybody else, save maybe the Saints. That's a good team in there. Number two, KC is moving all the way up.
Yeah.
KC's winning. And if they win tomorrow,
I can't wait for this game. It's gonna be a great
can't
game.
Say anything about these guys. Number one is...
Yeah, no look pass by my...
that's what I was going to say. Mahomes, number one, he's almost doing it by himself. This guy is throwing no look passes in the NFL. I looked at that last week and I was like, this guy is playing with everybody.
My only beef about this game, it's the Thursday night game. Right now we're recording on a Wednesday. It's a Thursday night game coming up against Chargers. It's on Thursday.
I'm okay with it.
Thursday games haven't been too bad, yo.
Earlier, the recent ones have been kind of stinkers.
Duds.
I go back to that
it's fine, Steelers. Man. There's also been bad Monday Nighters, bad Sunday Nighters, too. You know what? I don't care what night of the week it is. If it's two good teams playing and they have spotlight.
Yeah, 100% I'm watching it. But I'm just saying
they didn't see this coming. They thought it was going to be done by now. That's why this game's here.
I don't know, man.
Well, I picked Chargers to go to Super Bowl. I didn't think KC would be this. But I think we all thought KC would be good.
Yeah. Like a Chargers win right now, they take the division, no?
No. No, KC would have the tiebreaker. But they'd be tied with the same record.
It's awesome. So
I can't wait for this game.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, the top five is gonna move every week from now to the end because there's just so much crazy like important games.
All right. So who's number one?
KC's number one, for now.
Who's number two?
Chargers.
Okay.
These are two best teams in the league. I don't know how to say it. Remember we talked about the Chargers' difficult schedule coming up and how they're just gonna fall apart.
Chargers might be the most balanced team in the league.
Yeah, not falling apart. They're like right, and that's if they're gonna get through this hump like this, playoffs are going to be a breeze for them.
Yeah, I think so. So my LA Super Bowl,
it's looking good.
I'm just reading that Spencer Ware, who's a starting running back for the Chiefs, might be out for tomorrow, and Sammy Watkins out.
So how do you feel about... Well, they got Calvin Benjamin to slot in there.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I know. How do you guys feel? Is this team affected by the Kareem Hunt situation?
Yeah, no. I do. I think
100%.
You think so?
Yeah.
He was probably like the fourth option in that team.
No, he was the second option. Second option probably. Yeah. He was dynamic, man.
He was every running play, so you can't really...
I would still think their best offensive threat is Kelce.
Yeah.
Because if they ever need a first down...
AKA JV?
What's that? Yeah, seriously. Yeah, he does kind of look like him, man. Hunt was top three option.
Yep.
It's Hunt, Hill, and Kelce, right? Yeah. And then after that, whoever. But I think it's hurt because, look, they barely beat the Raiders in
Oakland. That was one thing I was like kind of like...
And then, I mean, they did play the best defensive team or second best defensive team in the NFL, the Ravens. That was a great game. That was back and forth.
That was like, fantastic football game.
So, I mean, they're getting tested and they're winning.
But you also have to... Well, I don't know if this means anything. The Raiders also beat the Steelers this week, too. I don't know if that means anything.
Why you got
to
bring that up, man?
I'm just saying. The Raiders did beat the Steelers. So I don't know if they're found some magic, I don't know, in the last 2 weeks.
Steelers are just that bad.
No, they didn't find any magic. Yep. There was no magic there.
This is the problem.
They just found a shiny turd, and they were like,
oh. Problem in Pittsburgh, that's it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. But to ask me to bet against the Steelers, you guys are mean, man.
Just throw it to Antonio Brown. I don't understand how they don't get the formula here.
Oh, when there's like four guys on him.
I don't care.
He also got Juju.
Who cares?
Juju was a beast last week.
Yeah. Cool, yeah.
Juju was
is he on the bench?
He's not on my team, man.
Okay,
don't worry about it. He's
on his bench, though. Benny's this yo. I can step up, so I'm going to step up.
Just roasting. Jeez,
man.
Got a few more topics on about the NFL, but we'll get into that in the kitchen table.
Oh.
So tune in for that.
They already are tuned in, I hope.
Nash Wells, this is my host, the Team Podcast. We love sports just like you.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.